Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 7 degrees.
WSKI 968 Mobile.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees.
WSKI 966 Mobile.
N8RHK.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Dale. WSP Ave, Second Out, Mississippi.
Good morning. Didn't catch a call. Went right by me. Anyway, my name here is Terry. Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee, Terry, with a T. And I am in New Berlin, Wisconsin. So, make my day. Back to you. K-A-9-S-X-H. Terry.
WSKI 966. How did John do your Oscar Hotel in November? I'm over here in Saginaw, Michigan. The call out again is WSKI 966. How is John? Do you have to hotel in November?
Okay. I got Saginaw. That's where this repeater is, which I am connected to via Echolink. Still didn't catch a call, but oh well. Anyway, let's try with your name. This is Terry. Okay. A9SXH.
This is John. Junior Oscar Hotel, November. John. J-O-H-N.
Okay, that I copied, John. Very good. Pleasure meeting you, John. How are you doing on this beautiful by me day where it is currently? Sunny? Don't see a cloud in the sky. Not even one from where I'm sitting. And temperature is about 8 above. Not warm enough to sit outside in a t-shirt, for sure, but perhaps those days are coming. And just getting my day going here. And always got time to talk on the radio. Or in my case, a device. Back to you.
Roger, okay, there. We got some nice sunshine, but it's really cold out here. It's just 4 degrees over here in Second Avenue, Michigan.
All right. Well, yesterday at this time, it was, oh boy, might have been 31 at this time yesterday. I know I went out walking my dog, and at that time it was 36, which is quite pleasant for that, seeing as I got all my winter gear handy, but I'm going to need the winter gear today for sure. He likes the cold weather, so he's okay on that scene. And cold pavement doesn't bother him at all. We walk on streets around here, no sidewalks. And it's blacktop, so the blacktop is warmer than the air because the sun is bright and shining on it, and that's... He notices that on his paws right away, I'm certain. And I wonder if you have a dog.
Yeah, but have you been in the Port of Michigan?
Yeah, 89SXH.
I was about that. I think I was on the GS. Just on my radio. My call is KC8BWT. I think I was on GRS. Over. My call is KC8BWT. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Well, thank you for being patient with me. Perhaps I can copy it right this time. I copy. KC8TCH. The last three letters I would have a correction on, perhaps. KC8TCH. Is that correct, Mrs. Terry?
BWD. Last three letters are B and Bob, D and David, BWD, Bravo Whiskey Delta.
BWD, KC8B, as in Bravo, W as in Whiskey, D as in David, is what I copy now. Oh,
yes, you
okay.
Did.
Well,
you got it right now. At first, I think I was on my GS radio.
I'm still in the process of waking up. You see that?
It's
great just hearing your voice today and a little activity on your feet. We can both give ourselves a pat on the back for that. Our bands all need more activity of whatever kind. Back to you.
All right, so then, do you have the family in Michigan, in the part of Michigan?
I didn't catch what you said. Please repeat.
So you're having a family here in Michigan? You're having a family member in Michigan?
Not exactly, John. Not exactly. You might say my family in Michigan is this repeater and its associates, because I support this repeater, but no. I am in New Berlin, Wisconsin, which is part of Milwaukee. Other side of your state to the west, other side of Lake Michigan to the west. And I am maybe 15, 20 miles away from the edge of Lake Michigan. So we got a little distance / technology between us. Back to you.
Roger, on that, Dev. Stand by for a minute. If you're...
Okay, A9SXH.
Good morning, 1000 hours, clear, 13 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good morning, 11 hours, sunny, 15 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 16 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 18 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
Good afternoon, KC8VOA.
Hey, Rick. Well, how's the afternoon going for you here?
Well, I have a freezer on test right now, and I'm playing with the 3D printer in the meantime, and I'm having a lack of adhesion on part of the print, so on the bed, so I don't know what's going on there just yet. Maybe I have to go up and wash this plate and find out if it helps. It's one of the cryogrip plates.
All right. Yeah, I've got some stuff on the printer, too. I was continuing on with the train project, so I got both printers going. One finished up and got a second print going on that one while I'm waiting for the other one to finish up. So by the time I get back, I'm going to get gas out at Sam's in one vehicle, just about out, and They're the cheapest around. And time I get back, I'll have a coal car for the train. So I'm starting with the cars for it before I start the engine. I'll start to print on that at some point, but there's a lot of electronic assembly in that thing. So between the lights and the smoke and everything else, and then I got to come up with a different way to couple the lighting together from the engine back to the passenger cars. The way he set it up was cut some wires apart and solder them together and make one long run, but if you do it that way, then you can't disconnect the cars to put them away at, you know, after. So I got to come up with a different way to do that.
For example, why did all these train cars have Anderson power poles in them?
Yeah, these are a lot littler than that. These are the little tiny coupler or little tiny plugs, stuff that you see in the electronic world as far as that, the little tiny small wires and plugs. So that's what I got a bunch of that he suggested to do to wire together, but I'm going to have it being able to be plugged between each one of the cars. I will set it up. And then there's a junction board that goes in each one of the cars to plug the light into. They got little tiny surface mount lights to go in the cars to light up the passenger cars too. So we'll work on that. That'll take a while to do the electronics. Printing won't take a long time, but electronics will take a while.
Oh yeah, so I think you're gonna have a bunch of JST connectors in there.
That's exactly it. All the things that you get off the maker sites and off an Adafruit and a couple of things. I did get one of the parts. I was quite surprised I got it already. For the air quality monitor project, the project won't end, and it's got like 39 more days before he'll release the 3MF files, print just the case. So I got the parts on order, and the main sensor came in already. I ordered it on the 4th, and it came in today, so I was quite surprised.
Well, that's good. That is good. Yeah, that's good. Have you ever heard of Aero Electronics?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I understand they're here in the state. I've used them a couple times, and I've been pleased with their service.
Yeah, I haven't used them before. There's just a couple of things that I, parts where this guy had certain parts to use, and I found, of course, a lot of them were Adafruit that he was using the links for, and people are already buying up. They're already out of stock on basically every part that's for that project. I found a second supplier that I got everything from. Of course, most of those little parts are coming from China, so they are. I got a tracking number with the Chinese shipper, but it'll be a few weeks before those get here, which is fine. Like I said, I don't get the 3MF files for at least another month and a half.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's Adafruit, you can order direct from them or you can get them from DigiKey. And a lot of the Adafruit stuff was being made in-house in New York, but I don't know what's going on now.
Yeah, Adafruit is where he wanted, where he had the links to a majority of the small connectors and cables and things like that. I got one thing part from the only place that had it was DigiKey, and that one's being shipped, but I got one part for an optional sensor that is on back order. I can't remember who I got that one through. I think that was Adafruit. It was on back order, so it's going to be a while, and that's an optional sensor to put into the unit. I think it was a CO sensor that wasn't. It was something you could put in if you wanted to, but wasn't originally part of the project. So figured I might as well spec it out all the way while I was working on it.
Yep. Many people die from CO poisoning, so probably just as well you put that in there.
Yepers. So, yeah, like I said, I went and dropped my leaf blower off at Wolf Isles to have it figured out why it isn't starting and running right, so we will get that worked on. He said he wasn't too backed up, so he said he should be able to start on that next week. And I said, well, that's good. And then we'll head it to the gas station here. I'll get one car filled up, and then I'll work on the other one after that. When I go up to Bay City, I'll get the enclave filled up then. Okay, we are filled up for the gas station here at Sam's. Since they're $2.59, they're about 20 cents lower than everybody else. Of course, we got a line, so we'll wait.
Sometimes the line moves pretty good, so especially when temperatures are cold.
I'm hoping so. I said it looks nice out, the sun's nice, but boy, that wind again came up and it's colder than heck. So, oh well, do what we can. Yeah, I've got a couple other little 3D projects I want to work on. I did, for my A1, I did a mount to hold the cables up because you got the USB cord that goes from the side unit over to the head, and I came up with a solution for that somebody had, so that turned out good. That really looks nice and keeps all the cables up out of the way and not dangling down and catching on things. So I know what this one guy is going to do. Nope. I was going to say he's going to go in and pull in backwards. It's the one lane that for the gas that's on the right-hand side of the car, and that lane's empty. But, yeah, if I had my wife's car, I was all set because her is on the right-hand side. My Impala's on the left like a majority of us.
Yeah, if it's far enough back on the left side, you can pull in there and just angle the front end out a little bit, and the hose will go around far enough to reach without going over top of the vehicle. You're okay. But I don't like the idea of dragging the hose across the vehicle. I could do that with my Trailblazer because the tiller was back far enough on the rear quarter I can get to it easy enough. And so that made it convenient for doing that.
Yeah, the Impala's all the way back, probably a foot from the back of the car, so yeah, you could probably pull it up there and angle it and drag it over to the side. But, yeah, I don't want to drag it over the trunk, the hose over it. I see quite a few people have been doing that, but there's a guy with a truck that's going to try and do that, I guess. So he just pulled in there and going to drag it over the load bed and try and do that.
Yeah, there's always someone. I don't like that idea. Maybe he doesn't care about his finish. I don't know. So, not good. Not good. Not a good practice doing that. So, yep. All right, I need to get back at it. We will chat with you later. And looks like I need to get this plate cleaned up. KCABOA.
All right, Rick. Hope that you get that figure out on the plate. I know those are always frustrating, and just scrub it good, dry it with a paper towel, and then go from there. That's all they typically say. I'll have to do that after I got one print on the one printer, the A1 printer that I'm using, Pet G. So I've been printing PLA on before that. So hopefully it sticks. I didn't go down and check it once I started the print. So hopefully it's sticking since it had Pet G before it. So 73, we'll talk to you later. KCYVF.
All righty. You know, this has been printing as PETG, so yeah. KCVOA.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 9 degrees.
CQCQ, JQ3, AAL, calling in a standing by, over. JQ3. AAL, calling in a standing by. Over.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 7 degrees.